It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the 230th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Highlights from my afternoon show, heard weekdays 3-7 on Sonic1029. This week, a special interview and performance from Vancouver's Said the Whale. Enjoy the podcast, tell your friends, don't forget to rate it on iTunes or follow me on Twitter at Lane Aru, LaneRoo.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 10th of December, just 2 weeks away from Christmas Eve. Did you know it was on this date in 1672 the U.S. Postal Service first started? I'm just telling you because if you ordered some gifts online from the States, you know, be patient with them. They've only had 342 years to get the hang of things. Our postal service here in Canada, on the other hand, wasn't founded until 200 years later. And just who did Barbara Walters plan to put atop her 2013 Most Fascinating People list? Well, it's often someone a tad controversial. So much so this year that ABC actually said, pick somebody else. It was Edward Snowden, for the record. He's still on the list. He was just punted from the top spot. The special airs December 18th. And you know how forms will often ask you your gender using the term sex? And when you were like 12, you'd answer with the hilarious, yes, please. Well, applicants to Bellevue College in Washington State certainly had their share of options. Not just male or female, there are 7 options in total. The other 5 being androgynous, transgender, gender neutral, other, and prefer not to say. I just want to know if they have corresponding washrooms for all these people, and if so, what does the symbol on the door look like?
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Stampeders running back John Cornish was named the 72nd winner of the Lou Mars Trophy. Canada's Athlete of the Year. Athlete of the Year. Funny thing is, when the media tried to track him down for an interview, he was more than happy to oblige, so long as you called back during his break. The guy's working in a bank. Canada's Athlete of the Year. It's not even his full-time job. Kind of funny, though. While I don't feel that CFL players reap the remuneration they're due, NFL players, on the other hand, make, what, 10 times more? Yet still, 78% of them declare bankruptcy within 2 years of leaving the field. And it was on this date in 1844 that the first use of nitrous oxide was recorded. Not for Fast and Furious Horse and Buggy Edition, I mean for dentistry. Although I would watch that. And finally, some good news involving the C word. Cancer, I mean. A new study found that nearly 20% of lung cancers found on CT scans are probably so slow growing, they would never cause any problems. Kind of like when the doctors found my 92-year-old grandmother had lung cancer. They gave her 20 years to live. Even she thought it was pretty funny.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
General Motors has named its first female president. Mary Barra is her name. She promises big changes ahead. I'm guessing all cars will come with a name? No, wait. Extra makeup mirror, no more rearview mirror. No, hang on. Instead of cars that park themselves, cars that park themselves at the nearest shoe store, right? Anyway, big things ahead for that company. And Canada Post, big announcement from them as well. They just announced they'll be phasing out home delivery in the next 5 years. But who will complain when I forget to shovel my walk? Nah, I'm just kidding, Posties. You know my internet shopping habits will keep you busy for decades. And Christmas shopping, as we all know, can be time-consuming and stressful. New research finds that women spend, on average, 13 hours and 23 minutes choosing the perfect gift for their partner. Husbands, on the other hand, just 4 hours and 10 minutes. Which explains why 57% of wives confess they're disappointed with their gift. Which is why this year I kind of stepped up my game a little bit and got her a lithium-ion cordless drill. But wait, that's not all. I also got her some obnoxiously large stereo speakers. You know, because I'm pretty romantic.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Wow, you know, people are still talking about how Pope Francis beat out Miley Cyrus as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Now, while you or I may wonder why that was even a question, I can't help but wonder how much of a landslide it might have been had the pontiff made a music video of him swinging on a wrecking ball in nothing but his papal skivvies. Well, and the mitre, of course. That hat is priceless. And the FDA will begin phasing out the use of some antibiotics in animals raised for food, citing a possible health risk. Now, I'm by no means a purist or Mr. Organic, but one does start to question what our meat is eating when A&W starts advertising no hormones in their meat as a competitive advantage. It's like, hey, enjoy a delicious teen burger. It won't cause gigantism. Hey, thanks. Wait, what? Good on them, though. And while we're talking about the bizarre and exciting future of food, the inventors of the 3D printer have now created a machine that prints food. It's called the Foodini, and it's said to be able to create anything from pizza to cakes. It's expected out sometime in the middle of next year and will be priced right around $1,400.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Just 9 days left till Christmas, and according to a new survey by Trojan, yes, that Trojan, the top three functions where people get frisky are New Year's Eve parties, Christmas parties, and even office parties. Now, where's the action occurring? 74% said office party hookups happened after they brought their hookup home. Well, 18% said, well, let's just say you probably want to lather some Purell on that conference room table before eating lunch there. And nanoscientists are making sperm. Not regular sperm, and not just the guys, in fact. Remote control sperm. Researchers at the Institute for Integrative Nanosciences in Dresden are developing the technology with hopes it could one day be used to deliver drugs to very specific parts of the body. I just want to be the guy who gets to use the remote. And TV news, New Girl has big things planned for its post-Super Bowl episode. A guest appearance from once Super Bowl halftime performer, Prince. Oh, and by the way, U2 is also expected to announce details for its upcoming album during a commercial airing during Super Bowl.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. How many are sick from work today? How many just ran out to grab some toner for the copier? Sorry, we're getting a little bit of a late start here. Thank you so much to Said the Whale for being here. Holy, you guys are playing two shows in town tonight.
Sure are.
Just had a TV interview in this very room, and now you're playing for us. Why don't we start off with a song?
Sure.
All right, Said the Whale, everyone.
When you needed me down, I was on the hip when you needed my heart. I was on the hopes that you needed me now. And I was on the roof when you were the stars. I was on your lips when you were in my heart. I was on the first boat out of this town. You were on the front porch waving me up. And I was on the ropes when you needed me. When you needed to know, I was on the cup when you needed my sleep. I was on the roots when you needed to grow. More than ever I could see it through the back of my mind. Baby, I find me alone. Be alone, be alone, baby. Be alone, be alone, be alone, baby. And I was on the ropes when you needed my hands. Dope when you needed me down. I was on the hip when you needed my heart. I was on the hopes that you needed me now. More than ever I could see it through the back of my mind. Baby, I find me alone. Be alone, baby. Be alone.
the whale, everybody. Now, a nerd is a four eyes. There's no I in band. There's three in Hawaii, though. How come?
Hawaii not. That's our canned answer.
Seriously, where did that come from?
South
by Southwest.
Yeah, a little bit of alcohol in Austin in like 32 degrees will make you think crooked a little bit. That's where the idea was conceived, but then we thought about it for a long time and it made sense. We felt like the songs were evocative on the record and we wanted to have a word that was equally as evocative, but we didn't want anybody confusing it with the state of Hawaii. So,
does anybody here have a feeling about the word Hawaii? Does it make you think anything? Like whether you've been there or not, you just got this like...
It like jumps off the page a little bit.
Feeling. For me, it feels like standing in a bathroom with the shower on, but just having the steam in the room. that's what it feels like for me.
Thick, wet air.
Yeah, thick, wet air. Yeah.
Which could have been a much grosser name for an album.
Totally. That's actually going to be our band name, but... Then it sicked me out, so.
Now, while we're talking about alcohol-fueled inspiration, I understand you guys practice the ancient Japanese art of karaoke.
Karaoke, yes.
How did that come about?
Kind of the same alcohol. Situation.
Who's seen the video?
The sad video where we're singing our own song, but not knowing the words.
They karaoke'd their own song.
We had a hotel room in, I think it was Columbus, Ohio, and it was like, we just hotwired it, and it was just randomly one of those places that's more like a condo. So we had like a kitchenette, like just a bunch of space. So I just got a bunch of sweet American brews and did the whole karaoke to our own music thing, because that's what we do.
On top of that, we have a karaoke DVD that was made for the album, so that's why, not just because we felt like it. So
now, what is your karaoke jam?
Oh,
when you guys go out, I know you all have one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have like one specific
one. Oh, sure you do.
We went to karaoke. I don't. I wish that I had a go-to because it's a painful decision every time. I'm like flipping through the book.
So nothing compares to you. That's his karaoke go-to.
Yeah. I did that. Yeah, I did that once. It was out of my register though, so it was a bit screechy.
So he does the me first and the gimme gimmes version, which is really sweet.
Solid version.
And how about yourself?
When my girlfriend's there, I sing Michelle by the Beatles. That's the only one I know. The thing about karaoke is it's like always in the wrong key. Or I don't know the words, even though I know the song. I know a lot of songs. I just don't remember what the words are to them. So I know the words are already there, but I don't like really remember how they go. Oh, cell phones. I'm just kidding.
There's also this like golden zone of intoxication for karaoke. Like you have to be a little bit intoxicated, but if you're too intoxicated,
then
it's
you
all
sing
over.
Def Leppard.
We went out to a bar in Red Deer in the summer and I did nothing compared to you. And that was like, all right, you know, I was like a bit over the edge. And then I was way over the edge and did New York State of Mind by Jay-Z. Oh.
I thought you were going to say then you tore up a picture of the Pope.
Well, me and Jace.
It was Empire State of Mind.
Oh, yeah. Empire.
Same
you know
thing.
The song. You know the one.
You know that song.
And she was being Alicia Keys and I was being Jay-Z. And I just dropped the ball majorly. And so she rapped and sang
the
whole thing.
I rapped the whole thing and sang. It was awkward.
Now, I read that you worked with one of the Zolas.
Yeah. Well,
we always do.
Yeah. He has produced every one of our records. Tom, who is the piano player.
Yeah, he actually played keys on our first recording before we had a band, and we recorded at his studio back when he was Lotus Child.
How did you meet up with him?
The Zolas at one point were called Lotus Child, and they were an up and coming band in Vancouver, and so we just got together for a show with them, and then heard about the studio and went and checked it out. And went from there.
Now, I read, too, that you guys took a little bit more of an active role in the production of this record as well.
Well, that was really just by accident, me being a control freak. So it wasn't anything that was, like, discussed beforehand.
Tyler's always got a big picture. So when he's sitting in the control room, he can kind of see everything, whereas I see the little picture and I just nitpick and do the little thing. So, yeah, he definitely sat shotgun for that whole production.
Now, again, you guys are playing two shows. When we first announced this show... the first thing that happened, even though we announced two shows, I got flooded with a million texts, people going, I can't believe it's not an all ages show. This is such BS. No,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, it, it,
there's two shows. Anyway, how important is it to cater to younger fans?
So important. It's so important that we try and do it at every show. We try to do all ages shows. For everybody listening who's underage, for any time we've not played an all ages show, it's because we literally couldn't. But it's the most important. I was underage for a lot of my life.
Well, I mean, obviously, like, you know, like a lot of clubs, they don't really have much choice, you know, just to pay the bands to come in and stuff. They have to sell drinks and, yeah. You know, kids aren't going to come in and drink $200 worth of pop in a night. But adults aren't nearly as smart as children. So
they drink $100 worth of pop before they come and then they party twice as hard.
But I don't know. I feel like with Said the Whale, there's a real focus on bringing young fans into that fold as well.
Totally, yeah. I mean, and you're right. Like, we take a pay cut for it because the most venues have to close the bar and they lose a whole bunch of their revenue. But it's totally worth it because the shows are just a little more focused, maybe. I mean, I don't think there's a better situation between all ages or 18 plus. It's just like one is a raging party and the other one is like just really focused on what's happening on stage, which is a totally different vibe, but awesome as well.
It's great. It's so much fun to watch people watching, but it's also fun to watch people dancing. So a perfect blend of both.
So you sort of get like a show for music appreciation and then totally. You get sort of a party as well.
Yeah, it's easier to play the, you know, the mellow quiet tunes that we tend to do occasionally in front of an audience when you can hear yourself singing. But it's really fun to play those ruckus dance tunes when everybody's partying.
Excellent. Well, what's the next song you're going to play for us?
This one's called I Love You.
Said the Whale, everybody.
I think you guys play it sometimes.
Thanks. When I learned that I had a brother, I made up a dance for you. We'd be crime fighters together and do things that brothers do. But when you told me about his mother and all that she'd been through, what could I do? You got it wrong, but I love you. I pretended to hate her. I seen it on TV. I knew exactly what to do. But when I found it out that she had her very own daughter, what could I do? You kind of sad, but I love you. You kind of rough, but I love you. We get along. Bloodline passing through our sidelines. We got a bloodline, man. I gotta find mine. I love you, I love you. I tell you that I love you. I need you, I love you. I really, really love you. I love you, I love you. I tell you that I love you. I need you, I love you. I really, really love you. I love you, I love you. I tell you that I love you. I need you, I love you. I really, really love you. I love you, I love you. I tell you that I love you. I need you, I love you. I really, really love you.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
It's true. We do love you all.
Do I detect a whisper, a souchon of Cars influence there?
Just cool.
Just like a little bit? Yeah?
I mean, no, but yeah, probably accidentally.
Just what I needed? Yeah.
What are you guys listening to these days?
I'm listening to the new Shad record. Mm-hmm. a lot, which is cool. The new Matthew Good album's pretty sweet too. Lots of things. Little things. A little bit of things.
Yeah, lots of Canadian stuff. A lot of really great Canadian records came out this year. Man, put me on the spot, why don't you?
This guy from Regina called Andy Schaff. I've been listening to a lot of him.
Oh, yeah, Always. Yeah, a band we just toured with. They're from the East Coast. They're called Always. If you're familiar with the Rankin family, it's Molly Rankin, who is like the niece of, I don't understand how the family
Sweet band.
Works.
Really but, sweet band.
Yeah, it's sort of like her project. She's like, I guess they call her the Bad Rankin, and it's just this...
I'm intrigued based on that alone.
Yeah, right? It's a good little one-sheet piece.
We're touring this band called Escondido, who are also phenomenal. They're based out of Nashville, but a really sweet band. So I've been listening to their CD a bit, which is cool.
Now, a while back, you guys set up a text line so that fans could text you on the road.
Okay, here's the problem with that. We... haven't paid the phone bill in quite some time, and the phone has been cut off due to that.
They didn't want to give it to us for free,
so
because they didn't quite think it was worth it.
But maybe we could do like a Kickstarter to pay our phone bill. That's what Kickstarter's for, isn't it?
What kinds of things were you getting anyway? What kinds of things were people?
Spencer manning the phone most of the time. Yeah. So
Whatever. I mean, we asked for jokes and we got jokes.
I thought it was kind of a
trivia, and we got trivia.
Yeah, like we have some pretty twisted fans, I think, in a good way. Like, share similar senses of humor. So it was some weird stuff, some normal stuff, and some.
Initially, it was a marketing ploy. We would collect people's names and where they're from, and then we could send them personalized texts and invite them to the shows when we played in those cities, which is a really cool idea. But again, the phone doesn't work, so
ploy,
we can't do it.
Ploy is maybe like not quite the word I would use. No,
we were trying to trick people into doing it. So.
Yeah, I'd say it's more of like a way to like connect and stay in touch with fans.
Ploy has a negative marketing connotation. Ploy. It was a cult.
Yeah, we wanted to send spam, so...
How Snapchat. Important is it for a band in 2013 to be accessible to fans?
It's really easy. There's the internet.
How important is it?
Oh, it's really important, I mean. Same answer, different word. Really important. I think it's really important because everybody is so accessible now that bands who allow themselves to be accessible, you know, really are able to make a connection and a one-on-one or, you know, a close connection with their people. I don't like to say just fans, but your friends and everybody who supports you, you know, wherever you go. And if a band isn't accessible, then they're not trying hard enough.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, obviously there are a ton of bands that don't, you know, rock the Twitter hard and like reply to people and have cell phones and stuff like that. And they're doing great, if not better, and they're, you know, massive artists like that. But I think when a small band like us makes an effort to keep up on like social media and like do things like texting people, it creates like a sense of investment in among fans. They feel invested in the band's success, and when the band has success, they feel proud and sort of like entitled to some of it in a way, which is sweet. And I think it just makes people like kind of root for you a little harder.
Also gives people an opportunity to get mad at us for not playing all ages shows personally. Yes.
Could let you know at 2 a.m, yeah. You know, when obviously you're in the best shape to confront people about that.
Just after we got off stage.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming. Hardworking guys, 2 shows and playing for you.
Tough life.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
And me. You and me.
Is anybody coming to the show tonight?
All ages are regular type. All right.
Oh, you work there?
Yeah. Nice.
So we'll you're skipping there. Load in too. Shit.
Have you guys got one last song for us?
We don't, but we could. I don't know what it would be.
Do the light as you.
Sure. Okay. Or like, unless there are any other like burning desires.
Those guys just got really excited.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see that one. Okay. Well, let's
head the whale, everyone.
When it's so dark, I can't see the light. Well, I close my eyes and I think of you.
Here we go.
teddy bear, honeybee, don't forget that you love me more than the stars over your head. And it's just that your love shines like the moon, full and bright, and flying through into my heart, into my head. When it's so dark, I can't see the light. Well, I close my eyes and I think of you.
Here we go. One, two.
My little love, my only girl, I wouldn't leave for all the world. I just sit and I wait for your moon to rise. When it's so dark, I can't see the light. Well, I close my eyes and I think of you. It's so dark, I can't see the light. Well, I think of you. When it's so dark, I can see the light shining through you.
Hey. Oh.
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 What? Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic 1029.com.